This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Swung on, hit high, hit deep to left. There she goes. How about that?
Waiting to hear from Chelsea James that David Fry home run, courtesy of TBS from last night. Let me ask you a question, Jeremy. The Yankees are now up 2-1. Did that game last night save the series, or did it just delay the inevitable?
It saved it. It saved it, because now you have a realistic shot. You go down 3-0, you're not winning. I know we've seen the Red Sox come back from this. This isn't the Red Sox team.
Well, when you can start naming the amount of times it happened in history, that means it hadn't happened a lot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a two-out, two-run home run in the bottom of the ninth has never happened in playoff history. And it's kind of cool to, if you were watching last night's game, like I said, lots of things to watch last night, depending on what you're into. The NFL game sucked, but you could have watched that. Virginia Tech was playing college football. We had some NHL games. There were a lot of things to look at. But at 5 o'clock, what was it, 4 or something? It was 4 or 5 that the game started. I forget what time it was. But baseball game starts, and I was telling you, like, I'm ready for the football slate. I'm sitting in bed watching baseball, and I was so into that game, I didn't even change the channel during the commercials. I just sat there watching it because there were so many big plays. It was one of the best, without having a singular rooting interest except for the under. Thank you guys for that, by the way. 3-1, and this is what happens to me again. But it ends up going over the total, goes to extra innings, and not only do we have an Aaron Judge game-tying home run, we have Stanton taking the lead, a big Christmas tying it back up, and then David Fry winning the thing.
Does Russell Wilson look a little chunky?
I mean, he just looks different. Maybe.
Look at him.
I've seen him.
He gained some weight, man.
I mean, I don't know. I can't. It's hard to tell. Like, he's next to Justin Fields.
Sorry, going back to this. But, you know, for me, you're right, Jeremy. For a game where you have no rooting interest whatsoever. And I didn't. I don't care who wins that series. I don't. I don't like Cleveland. I don't like New York. I like New York less, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But the excitement of that game, and I told you I was at the Smoketoberfest, but I had on my phone, and I kept looking down, and it was distracting me because it was so interesting, man. It was just a great baseball game. They're calling it one of the greatest playoff games of all time. It was great. I remember Aaron Boone with his walk-off home run against the Red Sox. That was a pretty exciting game.
Yeah. I mean, look, you've had a lot of them. And the Dodgers game didn't have the same feel that this Guardian-Yankees game does. And do you feel like that series is over, the fact that it's 3-1 now?
Yeah, it's over. Yeah, Dodgers can hiccup twice.
Yeah.
And still win it.
And they get to set their rotation the rest of the way. They don't have to panic and play somebody on short rest.
Right, right.
You don't have to, all of a sudden wear out your bullpen even more. I do think Cleveland's, it's so weird though, man. I haven't got anything right in either one of these CSs or going back to even the last round. There were a lot of goofy things that happened. Bullpens getting blown up. Games where it's like, let's say somebody goes off, they don't just score 3 runs in an inning, they score 6 or 7. You're going, what the hell is this? Just not likely.
Yeah, but I believe the National League is over. The Dodgers are going to the World Series, and I'm paying for 6 tickets.
Yeah.
Well, as long as the Dodgers get there.
Yeah, they gotta pay for six tickets.
Yeah, no, but I don't like this because I feel like you're trying to jinx this by like, hey man, congrats on this. I have people do this all the time when we have a bet. It's like, hey man,
up 3-1. There's no jinx it. Up 3-1. 2-1 is a jinx. 3-1, no, it's over.
No, I think you're trying to jinx me here.
When they play again? Tomorrow?
They play today. Right? Two games today.
Correct.
Yep. 5 o'clock, the Dodgers and Mets play. That is Jack Flaherty, your boy.
So it's 2-3-2.
Yeah.
I hate that.
It's just cheaper that. For them for travel.
I know. Yeah, you need to save the money. I hate that. You should lower seed should never have an advantage. You should get three games in a row at home. What if the series close?
But is it an advantage in baseball?
Yeah, it is an advantage. Yes.
Because you're saying if you steal one, then but you still got to win all three at home. You got to sweep.
Let's say you lost both in New York. Then you come home and you win all three. Now you're up 3-2. Now one game, you just steal one.
But now you got to go back to New York.
But I don't think you should ever have three games in a row.
But it doesn't happen that way. Remember the one year where the road team won every game? Was that the Nats when the Nats won?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, you should never. But the World Series, I think, is 2-2-1-1. I don't think the World Series is 2-3-2.
I get this confused every year because the NBA has changed. They
no,
went
the
back
World
and
Series
forth.
Is a different format of thing. I think the LCS is all this way.
Okay.
But it shouldn't be.
Well, I did like last night as the game went to extra innings, Ron Darling made sure he said, this is how baseball's supposed to be, not with some ghost runner on second base.
That's right. They don't do that in the playoffs.
No.
Yeah, I think it's over today. Today. So they start at 5:08. So I'm thinking about 8 o'clock, Dodgers are going to World Series.
So it looks like this year having the bye was a bigger deal than the other.
It is often. You know, it happens one year that way, and all of a sudden, no, you never. Come on, stop. And especially here in Baltimore.
It's what everybody remembers. Well, we shouldn't have rested. We shouldn't have done that. Well, why not? You know, like, we can look at it from any standpoint you want. Like, we were talking about the other day about calling a timeout and icing your own kicker. Do you think they care? They don't care, man.
They practice that all the time.
Jeez.
The Dodgers going with Jack Flaherty. How you feel about that?
I mean, he's been their best pitcher, believe it or not. And so they're going to need him. Like, if he doesn't step up and shut it down now, I think it could get a little bit more interesting because the Mets will have Manaea's been lights out in the postseason. He's been lights out in the regular season. He's who would pitch next game.
He says the World Series is 2-3-2 as well. Okay. That's stupid. That's dumb, Jeremy.
You're dumb.
You shouldn't get three games in a row. It's dumb.
I think they should make it 4-3. You just play 4 in one stadium and 3 in the other one. How about that, Rob? You like that? Less
no.
travel.
No.
All right.
It seems like they're trying to save money.
Well, 15. So you had. There's been 15 2-0 comebacks in championship series history. 12 of the 15 were accomplished by the teams that did not have home field advantage.
Hmm. They came, did not, well, because that means they're going home.
Right.
They're going home going down 2-0, which would make more sense to me. Yeah. Yeah.
And they probably win 3 in a row at home.
They don't win. It's hard to sweep.
Probably win 3 in a row at home.
There's only been 7 3-1 comebacks in championship series history.
There's been that many?
I was kind of surprised by that.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Mm.
I thought you'd tell me like 2 or 3, maybe. 7?
Yeah, the last one was the Dodgers came back from 3-1 in 2020.
Against the
Braves,
yeah. Yeah, and they played the Nats in LCS.
You know, the only thing worse than blowing a 3-1 lead?
No.
Blowing a 3-0 lead. Now, you thought I was going to sit you up with some joke. Like, you're sitting there. Because if you're up 3-1, I'm thinking about the mindset of me. It's like, we just got to get one in the next three.
That's it. That's what the Dodgers are right
You
now.
Lose the next one. Like, all right, we just got one in the next two. You lose the next one. Like, damn. Now we're in a must-win game. You know, it's...
You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, because I usually finish up.
I'm going to go ahead and pay for the tickets today when the game starts. It's over with.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.